Chapter 61. Nisha cried for joy. Quinn, look, she's on the stage now. I'm so proud of her. She's not yet 18, and she's got her BS degree. She completed 4 years of university-level classes in only a year. I'm proud of her, but I'm still in shock. She acts like it's no big deal. So does Sophie.
I guess to them it's no big deal, Amy said. I think it's a big accomplishment that I finished high school a year early, but that's nothing compared to them. Next year, I'll be at Stanford. I can't wait.
Nisha smiled. There's still time to make the right choice and go to Caltech. Sorry, I'm not a Caltech engineering type, Amy replied. I'm developing my AI-based machine operating system, and I want to start a company. Stanford is the place to do it. The ceremony ended. Priya ran over to them.
Mom, Priya said, are you proud of me?
Nisha gave her a big hug.
I'm very proud of you. Hey, Warren, get over here, Priya said.
It's a momentous day, isn't it? Warren said.
Yes, and it's not over, Quinn replied.
Can Warren come to dinner with us? Priya said.
Sure, let's go, Quinn said.
They arrived at the restaurant early, along with a growing crowd of graduates and their families.
Warren, I hear you're funding lots of new ventures, Quinn said.
Yes, Raven now has 20 Java Nation outlets in the Bay Area. They're successful, so we'll go nationwide. We know a friend named Ian who is breeding flesh-eating bacteria old school, with no genetic engineering, to destroy cancer cells while leaving normal cells alone. I'm funding his efforts, too.
I hope that works out, Quinn said. I lost my father to cancer years ago. What else are you backing?
Well, our friends think up all sorts of ideas. I'm not sure what will work, so I'm helping with experimental ideas in high-energy physics, crop pricking and clothing-producing robots, biological machines, and genetics. AI is at the core of most of these technologies.
Did I hear the word genetics? Priya said.
Warren smiled.
Yes, even the field of genetics may hold a little potential.
It holds only a little potential? Why you little? Warren glanced at Quinn and smiled.
Of course, I like to fund people who are emotionally stable. Ouch.
Watch yourself, Priya whispered as she kicked him under the table.
Sophie whispered in Nisha's ear.
She likes him.
Nisha smiled.
I know.
Are you guys talking about me? Priya said.
Warren glanced at Quinn and whispered to him. And I like to fund people who aren't paranoid. They both laughed.
Are you two talking about me?
Warren smiled at Quinn.
Pri, do you always think people are talking about you behind your back? If so, then maybe I should fund a campus psychologist so you'll have a place to go to talk about it.
Ouch.
Maybe you should add a medical clinic to the list so you have a place to go after I've beaten you to a pulp, Priya said.
There's no shame for a man to admit he's been beaten by a woman.
You wait, Pri, Warren said.
How easily the abused become the abusers, Sophie said.
Sophie and Priya laughed. They spent an enjoyable evening together. It ended too soon for everyone. The next day, Priya spent the day at Santa Cruz with her parents and Sanjay, just like in the good old days. They would never return. Over the next year, Priya and Sophie worked hard towards their PhDs. Amy graduated from high school and attended Stanford as a freshman.